good officers' work off the mission was the primary area of our focus during this period of time. We thought that based on the experiences that the Liberians have had in the past of violence, we needed to really heavily invest in preventive diplomacy. And as a result, we contacted and established constant mechanisms of interaction and consultation with all political parties. And in that context, we also brought in the local actors, like the faith-based organizations, the media, the civil society organizations, women, and the youth, also to play their corresponding roles. And together, I think we have been very successful in avoiding any form of violence. Even demonstrations did not happen during this period of time, let alone mortalities or casualties. So we are very, very happy with the success of the good offices.
What role will the United Nations mission be playing in the elections in the second round? And who will be responsible for monitoring the vote?
The elections are primarily conducted by the local actors, the National Elections Commission. But the UN is providing two types of support to the National Elections Commission. One is through a project of the United Nations Development Program, which is funded by the donors. And through that project, we are providing technical assistance and support to the conduct of the elections. UNMIL is supporting the National Elections Commission and elections in general through provision of aerial support to deliver the voting material to and from the far corners of the country in order to enable an early tallying and the announcement of the results.
Will the mission also be playing any security role?
We do not play any security role in Liberia since June of last year. In June of last year, we transferred all security responsibilities to the government of Liberia's security institutions. However, we still remain engaged at strategic level, trying to provide mentoring and advice to leadership of the security institutions. That's the only kind of support that we provide.
When the new president is installed, it will be the end of an era. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first woman to be elected a head of state in Africa, who also won a Nobel Peace Prize. She'll have concluded her term and somebody will take her place. What do you think her legacy will be in Liberia, in Africa, and for women and girls around the world?
I believe her legacy is very much connected to the legacy of the UN mission in Liberia. Together with the Liberian counterparts, we have managed to bring peace and stability to the country and help with the creation of environment conducive to the rebuilding of the structures of the state, pacifying the countryside, and also paving the way for the nurturing of the economy of the country. I think we are very confident that with the departure of UNMIL, Liberian institutions would be in a far better position in order to meet the challenges of the future. However, there would be still vulnerabilities and fragilities left in the society for which the engagement of the international community would be paramount.
Following on to that, I mean, Liberia is one of the poorest countries in the world, and obviously the departure of a large UN presence may have a short-term negative effect on the economy. Are the Liberian authorities or the international community considering organizing a donors conference or a pledging conference to help the Liberian authorities and their economy move forward?
Liberia is potentially a very rich country. It's endowed with a lot of natural resources. Improved management of these resources and diversification of the foundations of the macroeconomy will be of tremendous importance in order to unleash some of the untapped capacity that Liberia's economy possesses. The role of the international community here would be sort of midwifing that process by providing additional seed money to help Liberia accomplish their objectives. Madam Johnson Sirleaf should be credited for providing a vision for the future of Liberia. And if those elements of those visions are implemented, I think Liberia will soon become a self-sustaining society. We hope that the envisaged pledging conference or Liberia's moment that we are thinking about to be held in March will provide an opportunity for the new government of Liberia to introduce their own vision to the international community and also to appeal to the international community for support. We hope that it will be a fully participatory and successful event.